There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Yeah, I'm delighted to be spending this time with Katie Singer, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation and the dangers. Katie, let me just read something that I wrote. And this is a review of your book called An Electronic Silent Spring, Facing the Dangers and Creating Safe Limits by Katie Singer. Here's what I wrote, and this is available for viewing on Amazon. The first 7 minutes of this book will teach you why your last cell phone call was your last cell phone call. You will immediately think of those hours upon hours of what seemed as important calls at the time were actually unnecessary. The exposure to electromagnetic frequencies is clearly killing us, and we volunteered ourselves to be part of the death camp. Katie Singer is an on-air instructor at USA Prepares, and she is ringing the alarm loud and clear. Please consider reading this book and then share it with each member of your family. It is truly a book that can save your life. Vincent Fennelli. That's what I wrote, Katie, and I really meant it. I'm glad you're with us today.
Hi, Vincent. I know you meant it because you've told me big news.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's big news, but right after the broadcast that you and I did, I contacted Verizon, and I no longer am using a cell phone. I am no longer using the iPhone. And, you know, we ought to talk about why. But, you know, aside from the health dangers to everyone around these cell phones, you know, they're tracking us. And it's so nice. It's so nice here at the farm that it's not dinging. That cell phone isn't dinging saying, you know, you have a message. You have another message. You have another message. It's nonstop messages that some people think are really, really important for me to read.
So are you enjoying your form? Like, what's different in your day?
You mean since I don't have the cell phone?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Number one, I don't carry a cell phone, and I didn't carry a cell phone most of the time. So if I went to a meetup, I would have a cell phone with me in the vehicle, and I'd have a cell phone in my briefcase, if you will, but I didn't carry it on my person. So when that thing went ding, like you have a message, I would have to stop what I was doing, go to my briefcase, open it up, get the cell phone out, type in the password, and then read the message. And it was like never ending. Like, so many people felt that whatever they had to say was really, really important that I knew about it. And I'm talking about family. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about listeners. Now, some of it was, you know, I don't want to say not important. Some of it was important. But none of it was information that would save my life or someone else's life. Yeah. None of it. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Can I come in here for a second?
Sure.
I just want to clarify. So, what we're saying is that there are dangers to using mobile devices. You said number one, there are security concerns because.
Mm-hmm.
We know NSA can check in on what you're saying, including if your phone is turned off, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They can turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, there are health problems caused by your having a cell phone beside your head or in a pants pocket. Lots of women keep them in their bras. That's a danger. A third danger is that in order for the phones to be used, they require cell towers. And who wants to be near a cell tower? Whether you're living near it, whether you're working or going to school near it, nobody wants to be near a cell tower. And I have things to report about that, as well as just keeping the phone beside your head. We're getting increasing studies showing that brain tumors are increasing because of cell phone use, because people are holding them beside their heads. And then people will tell me, well, I've got it on speakerphone. And that might improve take away some of your risk a little bit, but it's still requiring a cell tower. And that affects everybody who's, within, let's say a mile of that tower. One of the things that I was going to read, I report in the book about worker safety.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of electricians, for example, when they have to go to a rooftop to do some electrical wiring work or whatever, there can be cell towers, cellular antennas disguised in chimneys or in what look like air conditioning units on those roofs. And there will be no warning posted that they're in extreme close proximity to massive amounts of radiation. And there's, I've got a quote from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Their president, Edwin D. Hill, has stated that he believes that many of our members have been exposed to levels of radio frequency radiation in excess of the FCC's limits. This is because of cell tower exposure. When there is a hazard, Mr. Hill further states, the hazard creator has a duty to warn others against this hazard. But telecom corporations do not post any warnings. And then it gets even more interesting because AM Best Company, that's, a major underwriter that advises insurance companies whether or not to insure against damages for various things, including wireless technologies. And here's something that AM Best Company wrote. It warns other insurers that in close range, cellular antennas act, and this is a quote, essentially as open microwave ovens, and that exposed workers' health effects, here's another quote, can include eye damage, sterility, and cognitive impairments. They're talking about workers' exposure to cellular antennas. And, unfortunately, the public and the workers are not informed that just by making one of those phone calls, you could be damaging workers in your neighborhood. And who, some of these antennas, of course, are on rooftops at schools or on farms, all that stuff. We need more information here.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. We are now disguising cell phone towers as, works of art in California, Arizona. Why? Because people don't want the cell tower. So what we do is we build these works of art, like mini Washington monuments, that kind of thing.
Can I actually come in here and say?
Sure.
In our Federal Telecommunications Act, it's our federal law about telecommunications,
mm-hmm.
it states in Section 704 that no health, or environmental concern may interfere with the placement of a cell tower. The only reason that a municipality can deny a permit if a telecom corporation wants to install a cell tower, the only reason is because your town does not like the look of that tower. That's why they're being disguised as art. If it looks like a tower and that interferes with your landscape, you can say, we don't like it, we deny the permit. But if it looks like, I don't know, a palm tree and you are in California, it's not, then that wouldn't be interfering with your landscape. That would not be grounds for denying the permit. That is our federal law.
When I lived in Virginia, we had a neighbor who had another property, a couple properties away from where he lived. And he allowed a cell tower to be built on this other property. Let's say the property was maybe a half a mile, quarter of a mile to a half a mile from his home. It was about a half a mile away from our home, maybe a quarter of a mile away. And so they put up this tower. And I went to the county administrator, and I said, what the heck's going on? He said, well, your neighbor owns that property. And I said, I don't want it. I don't want that tower. I don't want that thing blasting my farm 24 hours a day with microwave radiation. This was back in the 90s. He said, well, you got a tractor, right? I said, sure. He said, well, just hook up your tractor to it and pull it down. This is the county administrator telling me, you don't like the tower, just pull it down. Well, I can't be destroying other people's property or other corporations' property. However, you know, we may get to that point. We may get to the point where farmers say, no, that's it. But farmers throughout the United States need to realize that these things are not worth the $900 per month rent that they get from these telecommunications giants that are destroying lives, literally destroying lives. So, Katie, the review that I wrote of your book said that your last cell phone call was your last cell phone call. Well, it was my last cell phone call. I no longer have a cell phone, and as I said, and the another benefit of not having a cell phone is I don't have to worry about that darn camera being turned on without my knowledge, spying on me in my home, spying on me in my car, spying on me 24 hours a day. So I don't have the help. Yeah, well, we're going into a break. We'll be coming back from that break in just a couple minutes of commercial announcements, and please address that. Katie Singer, we'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Katie, you were commenting as we were going into a break.
Yeah, you said that you read the first chapter of my book, An Electronic Silent Spring, and it moved you to say, okay, my last phone call was my last phone call. And
yes.
I thought it would be worthwhile to tell listeners what I report in that first chapter.
Okay, please do.
There's this wonderful woman, Virginia Farver, whose son, Rich, became a graduate student in political science at San Diego State University in the fall of 2005, almost 10 years ago. And he hung out most of his time in this one room in the political science building. It's called Nasseter Hall. And he was a teaching assistant, and he basically lived in this room. As soon as he got to San Diego, he started calling Virginia, his mother, and he had these panic attacks. And he's like, Mom, just stay on the phone with me. Just stay on the phone. And, of course, she did stay on the phone. He'd never had panic attacks before. And eventually, you know, he quieted down, and he fell in love with San Diego, fell in love with the campus. And he got a master's degree in political science. And then he stayed near the campus, of course, and he was thinking of going to law school, but he started having memory problems and I don't know, and he would take long naps every afternoon. I mean, things that Virginia knew something was wrong, but she didn't know what to do about it. And then one day in March of 2008, he called and he said, Mom, I've got the worst headache of my life. He was actually whispering this to her. And she said, and also he was projectile vomiting all over the apartment. And she, of course, said, get to the hospital immediately. And he did. He'd had a seizure because he had glioblastoma multiforme, a kind of brain cancer. And when Virginia and her husband Craig and their son Rich were sitting in the surgeon's office hearing this news, Virginia said, what causes this? She managed that question. And the surgeon said, using a cell phone. And there they were. This family was, you know, they, each of them had, the men had their cell phones parked on their belts, and Ginger's was in her purse. And they got rid of that. That was their wake-up call for getting rid of their wireless devices. And their son, Rich Farber, died 7 months after his seizure in the fall of 2008. And after their son died and Virginia managed to get off the couch, she began to do research. And she found that I think we've got almost 10 other people in the political science department or near the political science department at San Diego State who have died, most of them of some kind of brain tumor like Rich Farber did. And then she also realized that there's a massive cell tower right beside the political science building. And she started asking, what happens if you're using a phone more than 30 minutes a day, which she knows her son was doing, and you're living or working, which her son was doing, right near a cell tower? And she's been asking this question for a long time. Pretty much every time I talk with her, she has tracked more people at the San Diego State campus who have died of some kind of cancer or from, including from brain cancer. Two of her son's childhood friends now have glioblastoma multiforme brain tumors. She's an amazing woman, and that's the chapter that you read, and it's just startling. She's put it all together for us.
I talked about your book at the meetup, and I said that if you read the first 7 minutes of this book, you will not have a cell phone. And that's what happened to me. Now, I'm really concerned about electromagnetic radiation. And you know what? I don't need a cell phone. I really don't. And I'm free at last. I really am free at last from that nonstop tone telling me I've got another text message and from the phone ringing from all ends of the house. Kitty Singer and I will be right back, and Ginger is on the line. We'll be getting to your call in just a minute.
Worms raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order heart and body extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, very serious broadcast this hour. Katie Singer's with us. An electronic silent spring. Facing the dangers and creating safe limits. We have Ginger. Ginger's on the line with us. Ginger's called in.
Hello.
And hi, Ginger. You are Rich Farver's mother.
Yeah. And first off, hello, Mr. Finelli. And hi, Katie.
Hi, Virginia.
I hope I can get through this without crying, but from the very depths of my grief and sorrow. Thank you so much for getting rid of your cell phone.
You know, I read that chapter and about your son, and I've been ringing the alarm as well about cell phones, and you know, I have the same problems that others have, and it's, you know, well, what about an emergency? And you know, I hear that from the family, and I hear that from friends, and you know, there's a herd mentality that one person has one, then two, then five, then everybody has one. And, you know, what about free communication, cell phone to cell phone? If you're Verizon to Verizon, you know, you can talk for free to other Verizon customers. Boy, isn't that great? And you know what? It's not great. It's not worth it. The risk is way, way, way too great. And your family paid the ultimate price. Ginger, I'm so glad you're with us today, and I know that this is going to be very difficult for you, for Katie, and for me, and for our class. So we've never talked before. This is the first time we're meeting on the air. I didn't know you were going to be joining us. I'm very grateful that you are. And what we're going to do is we're going to save some lives starting right now.
Right.
So please share with us your thoughts.
Well, you know, first off, life is about choices. And if more people would take a stand and follow your lead, we could not only have a safer world for ourselves and for our loved ones, but we could also have a much safer environment. And yes, it's a very horrible, horrible disease. And it's, you know, it's beyond what I can even tell people when you lose a child. It's the worst feeling in the world.
I think I also need to emphasize that, yes, the Farber family lost their son, Richard, but it's extraordinary what Virginia's research shows, that there were all these other people in the political science department who have also died from brain tumors at early ages, and then that two of her son's childhood friends would also have the same kind of rare brain tumor. I mean, what's going on here? This is not just one man using a cell phone a couple hours a day for several years. And Ginger, I think you tracked his records, and he was using the phone about 2 hours a day for, would you say, 7 or 8 years before he died?
Yes, I actually had a law firm look into it. He was using his cell phone approximately 2 to 3 hours per day. And in 2008, that's basically when texting was happening. So a lot of it was texting, but, of course, a lot of it was him using his cell phone to his head.
And let's clarify. So
okay.
If you're texting, then you're not putting it beside your head, and so a lot of people think that's safer. But it is still exposing yourself at some level to radiation that has not been tested, and then it's still requiring those blasting cell towers.
Right. And just to let everybody know that's listening, I did research on this cell tower that was outside of this school at San Diego State University. And in 2002, this one cell tower could emit signals up to 72 miles in all directions. So that's how powerful just one of these cell towers can be.
And it was in the building beside the political science building where Rich hung out so much.
Yeah, it was probably about 150 to 200 feet from Nassiter Hall to the communications building, and then it was on top of the communications building.
Ginger, you told me you had a personal question for Mr. Finelli.
Yes. I would like to know how long you've had your cell phone.
We've had Mrs. Finelli and I have shared one cell phone, and we're probably the odd couple, because you know, we had one cell phone for two people, and I would say we've had it for maybe 3 years or so, possibly four. However, none of us carried the cell phone. We would keep it away from us whenever possible. So, for example, if Mrs. Finelli had it, it would be in her pocketbook. If I had it, it would be you know, hopefully in a briefcase, a nylon briefcase that I would carry, but not in my pocket whenever possible. Now during the expo, yeah, it was in my pocket, and I said that I wanted to get rid of it. Right after the expo, I made that announcement, and I've been wanting to get rid of this cell phone for years, for all of the reasons that we're discussing right here. I knew of this, I knew of the dangers. You know, it's as you said, it's a microwave oven without a box, and they keep adding more and more transmitting and receiving antennas that are just increasing the amount of electromagnetic radiation.
One smartphone can have two antennas for cellular transmissions, one for Bluetooth, and one for Internet. That's four antennas if you put it beside your ear, which is really close to your brain.
Right. So to answer your question, 3 or 4 years, but very, very, very rarely was it on my person. And what we did is we've tested our cell phone to see if it would pick up, the microphone would pick up in our kitchen if we put it in a kitchen drawer, like a cutlery drawer, put the cell phone in there, close the drawer, and then call the cell phone, and then see if that cell phone, and then have the cell phone answer, close the drawer, and see if it could pick up voices in the room with clarity. And the answer is absolutely it could. So we did that test, but we kept the cell phone. We have a powder room off the kitchen, and there's a vanity there, and we have towels in the drawers, and we'd wrap the cell phone in the towels, put the cell phone wrapped in towels in the drawer, close the drawer, and just so it would be away from us. It was a nuisance. It was an absolute nuisance. Some people might think it's a convenience. I thought it was an absolute nuisance. So we don't have it. We don't want it. We're not using it anymore. And are we going to travel without, you know, without the comfort of knowing that, boy, we could call somebody and they could come to our rescue? Yeah, we are. We're going to do that. And as you were describing these cell phones, I was thinking, okay, so someone on a bus, like a school bus, your children on a school bus, that semi-Faraday cage that they're riding in, there's got to be 20 cell phones in that school bus. There's got to be 20 cell phones on a subway car. And if you're commuting to work with some, you know, some of your coworkers, there's between 1 and 5 cell phones in your car. So you're surrounded. Even if you don't have one, you're still in the presence of cell phone communications, like at restaurants, in meetings.
Vincent, let me say something I've been writing about a lot lately. 8 to 10% of the American population has a medical implant, like an insulin pump, a cardiac pacemaker, a deep brain stimulator for Parkinson's. And being around too many people with a cell phone can cause the implant to malfunction. It can actually shut off the implant because there's electronic interference between the signals from the phone and the electronics in the medical implant.
I believe that our government and the cell phone industry are working in concert to hide this information from us. So here's my call to all of our class. So since the cell phone industry and our government say that cell tower radiation is safe, let's install these cell towers in the boardrooms of cell companies, all cell companies, the White House, the Capitol, all mayors and governors' offices, all FCC offices, all Homeland Security offices, all FBI, CIA, and NSA offices. All government offices will have cell towers inside the buildings. Let's do that. And let's see how long it takes for those cell towers to be torn down. What we're talking about is microwave radiation. Ginger, we have one of our engineers who is a radio frequency engineer out of California. He's a senior instructor here at USA Prepares. He went on top of the mountaintop just over Silicon Valley, California, San Jose, Cupertino, Los Gatos, and this was back in the 80s, and he measured that there was a lot of microwave radiation around 8 o'clock in the morning, noon, and like 5 or 6 o'clock at night. There were peaks in electromagnetic radiation levels. 10 years later, he measured it again, and there were no peaks. It was like the level of electromagnetic radiation from microwaves had increased, so it was all the time. And the conclusion he drew was, in the morning, people would cook their breakfast in their microwave oven, so there'd be a peak of radiation in the morning. Then there'd be a peak for lunch, and then there'd be a peak for dinner. Then, with the deployment of the cell towers, the microwave point-to-point communications, that kind of thing, and the cell phones, there was so much electromagnetic radiation in the microwave band that there were no more peaks. It was 24 hours a day. So people in Silicon Valley are being blasted, and it's not just Silicon Valley. It's everywhere, which is one of the main reasons why I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere. Now, I have a solution for getting rid of these cell phone towers, but if I say it, I'll be arrested.
So, okay, you know what I would like to do, Vincent? I would like, this is Katie Singer talking, I would like to tell class solutions that they can start applying today. I worship you that you have quit your cell phone and that you have announced this to every listener who's listening. There are other
worldwide,
slightly less drastic solutions.
Ginger, are you, you're welcome to stay with us. We're going to have some solutions. By the way, Katie Singer will be with us on the Bunker Files from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock today, Central. 3 to 4 Central. So if you'd like some more of Katie Singer, 3 to 4 Central today on the Bunker Files. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you
got your take my when you got the season for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I have a good friend by the name of Sam Bushman, and Sam Bushman is a broadcaster. He's the owner of Liberty News Radio, and he carries USA Prepares on his network Monday through Friday. And I was on the phone with him yesterday, and he has two expressions that I find amusing. One is, "No, man," and the other one is, "For reals." And so I said, "Sam, I'm going to save you some time. There's no need to call me on the cell phone anymore, because I don't have one." He's like, "No, man. For reals?" And I said, "Yes, for real. I do not have a cell phone." He said, "No, man, you need one." And I said, "No, I don't need one. And I'm free. It's great. By the way, Sam, really, I'm serious." So he was kind of surprised, and we talked about it, and I actually think he's semi-agreeing with me. So my question for Ginger is withdrawal. Ginger, I had about, maybe a day of just the slightest bit of withdrawal. I don't have any withdrawal anymore. I mean, it was really a question of, did I do the right thing? And the only reason I say this is because our intro to the broadcast says, text at 434-390-7953. Well, it doesn't work anymore. So I have to fix that. And that's the withdrawal I had. How about you, Ginger?
There is a form of withdrawal if you get rid of a cell phone, if you're constantly using it and stuff. I went through about a 3-month withdrawal. You know, you just having that right there to call somebody instantly. But just to let everybody know, you can live without them. I haven't had one since 2008. And with all the tracking and hacking and everything else, I'm so glad I don't. But I want everybody to know, too, I've actually traveled by myself without a cell phone, and I do just fine. So, you know, there's other forms of finding people if you have an emergency.
Yeah. Katie Singer?
I got a list of solutions for people. And one thing I haven't shared yet with the class is what to do when your preteen or teenager insists that they cannot survive without a phone. And I understand that they're saying that. I don't think it's advisable to argue with that because the peer pressure is so intense. But I've heard from other parents, if they can help their children notice that the corporations are wanting them to buy, say, the latest and greatest iPhone this year. And how much is that? Like $500 or $600, you know, plus subscription fees. Okay, so that's how much money they want from you this year. And then they're going to want some wearable device, like a watch. How much does that cost? That's what they're going to want from you next. And then what are they going to want from you next? And you just keep noticing where the corporations want you to spend money that you're going to have to keep spending so that you can keep as a subscriber. And then they're just going to be collecting and collecting and collecting from you and just keep asking those questions. Huh, what are they going to want from you next? And also, what happens when people start using phones? Like, is there a kind of person before they have a phone? And then if they take on a phone, does their personality change? Or, you know, do they stop making eye contact? Those kinds of things. I think those are great things to notice with our children. That's one solution. Okay, then also just to run down, cut your Wi-Fi at night for at least 12 hours while you're sleeping. Do not let yourself or anyone have a cordless landline phone that's, you know, that'll have a base station in the house. It's kind of like your own private cell tower in the house. You especially do not want electronics near your head while you are trying to sleep. There's the break again.
Not only is it the break, it's worse than that. It's the end of the broadcast.
Well,
Ginger, I'd like to invite you to come back with us and talk more about your experiences with cell phone radiation. Katie Singer, same invitation. And Katie Singer, you and I will be together on the Bunker Files this afternoon from 3 to 4. This was a very serious broadcast. And when you think about one of these watches that communicates, so think about getting cancer of the wrist. It's easy to fix, right? Just cut it off. The wrist. Katie, thanks so much. Ginger, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity.
Positive
what happens next?
From satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.